Welcome to the Choppin' Beef Show, week number 43 edition. Coming to you live from Mom's basement, it is me, I am the Beef, Casey the Beef Cregan, joined as always by my cast of cronies, JJ in Tampa, and Zach Locks Parker in Savannah, Georgia. It is week number 43 of the Choppin' Beef Show. On this week's episode, we don't have Lox, even though that's what I just said in the open there. Lox is on vacation, family vacation, blue cans be warned. You are in trouble, my friends. Anyway, JJ and I are here to discuss all the goings-ons in all the world of sport. There's a lot to talk about. We will not discuss necessarily the most obvious controversy, but we will discuss some COVID-19 updates. We're going to discuss I think that's pretty much going to run the gamut in all of the world of sport, but we're here. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to have some good times. We got some good banter lined up for you to make you laugh a little bit, make you think, make you cry. It is the best sports podcast you're not listening to. That's what we've named ourselves, and we're going to take that to the bank and trademark it. I don't know. Maybe make a dollar off of it. But that's it. We're here. Week number 43 of the Choppin' Beef Show. Next. The energy level on this show may take a little bit of a hit because we're 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But Meatloaf sang that song.
And he was actually two people himself.
Well, I feel like that's how I'm rolling right now. Literally, pun intended. But it was all right. I forget what song I put on to start us, but I think I should probably figure it out. But it's a good one today. A really good one.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Would have been great.
That would have been. If, had I known and actually thought about it and my brain was working today, I probably would have done it. It's called Teenage Years by the group Tampa.
What?
The ironic thing about the group Tampa is that they're based out of California. And I don't know if you know this, but my cousin is one of the guitarists in that band. They've opened for They've opened for Dick's Picks. They've opened for Vampire Weekend. That's the big one. They opened for
Vampire Solid. That's quite a solid opener. Yeah,
it's a good little tune, and I thought it starts off talking about, you know, our wish days and nights were easier, and it just kind of coincides with what's going on in the world today. But how's it going, JJ?
It's going damn fantastic.
I know. You got the work life, the social life. You're in Florida. You're currently number one in the country.
We're number one. And I know where it all came from, too.
Where?
A gun show I went to this weekend.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. We definitely
No, we don't. I'm trying to get it out of my mind.
All right. Well, speak.
Well, you can bring it up if you want to.
I will in a little bit, but it's out of sight, out of mind, right? Our boy Lox is not here. He's on a family vacation. Apparently, that's more important than Thursday nights with the boys. However, I do have a voicemail from him today. Should we play it now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's play it now.
Wait, hold on. I did this for Lox. So before Lox for you, I'm having the Tallboy Blue Can for you for the show tonight.
Crack it open. Cheers.
Cheers, Lox. I miss you, buddy.
That makes one of us.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Nothing. The truth. What? I was trying to fluff it.
Well, apparently he didn't want to miss too much of the show, so he did decide to leave this for us, and so let's see if you can hear it. I hope you can.
What?
Fellas, hope all is well. Sorry I'm missing this week. I'm out on vacation. I just wanted to drop this to you just to, you know, give you a little something to talk about. We all know what a great picker I am of things. That's why my name's Lox, but you know what? I'm back. It's obvious I'm back. Let's roll the tape to last week.
Move too far away from the COVID, PGA Tour has roughly, I heard today, about 450 people between caddies, players, and whatever that all get tested from week to week. Not one's tested positive yet. record scratch. That didn't work out so well. But clearly, I'm back. Let's go. Have a good show, guys.
Suck it.
I know. He could have been here. Thanks, Lox. Appreciate your message there. We wish you were here, too, but you're not, so we don't know who you are. New phone, who dis? Yeah, so let's start right there. I mean, we can talk about, we're going to cycle back to number one here that we have on our list. But Lox, the Lox curse is back.
Lox, solid.
Lox, for those of you that don't know this, got his name many years ago because when he and I would be tailgating at Clemson games, I had a gambling app on my phone back when I had maybe $50 to put in an app. And about 35 blue cans each in, he would always come up to me and say, dude, bet the over. It's a lock. It's a lock. And then, of course, it's like Clemson, Georgia Tech. I bet the over. The over is like 78. The final score is like 20-3.
And worked
that,
out well, right?
That kept happening. So I was like, you know what? You are the fan favorite and the lock. And for some reason, he knew like my buttons because we'd drink more blue cans the next week. He would get me to bet on something and it was completely wrong again. And so when I had him on the show to start this college football debauchery, it was a joke. But then he started winning and picking right. So I was like, whoa. And he took himself a little serious. He's having fun now. But I'm glad he's back. All that being said, he's back.
Oh, no. I don't think the real Lox ever really has showed up until now.
That's especially with pick.
Oh, that pick and last week's Belmont. I mean, just we'll probably talk about the Belmont, but just to let you know, Lox horse came in next to last. Which it's looking good.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Oh yeah, he's such trash.
Also, he does most of the time. He does a lot of the content producing on this show. JJ did a good job this week with it, and has in the past as well. So this show might go off the rails, but who cares? It's like old times. Just the two of us.
Yeah, just the two of us.
There you go. I didn't download that song today, so I can't even put it under us. Maybe later.
I don't know what to tell you.
As Lox said, not only did Nick Watney test positive for coronavirus, there's a guy named Champ that tested positive, and one of the caddies tested positive. Webb Simpson decided to withdraw because of all the uptick in the positive COVID testing. There's a lot of positive tests in the NBA. Heck, they retired Vince Carter today because of it. I mean, it's a sad day. He's only been in the league for, I think, 114 years.
And still probably a rookie. In his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was in school when I was in school. Yeah,
I think so.
He was, actually.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. No, you're right. He's 110. 115.
So I guess with this thing, too, he's probably in that upper echelon of possibly getting sick, you know. He's like about my parents' age, so he's retiring, which is crazy to see. Back to golf, they postponed the Ryder Cup.
Oof, that's painful. I enjoy the Ryder Cup.
I do too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Except in the first day when the Europeans are kicking our ass. We're number one. What?
It's always the case, it seems, doesn't it?
Oh God. And Colin Montgomery comes out of nowhere at another guy who's 125 years old, you know, who's hitting birdies left and right.
Who's the dude that huffs down heaters and has a ponytail?
He's one of my favorite golfers. Jimenez.
Yeah, Angel Jimenez.
Angel Jimenez. And I saw him in an interview, one of the best quotes ever when, you know, I think it was, who's the guy that has the... Where's the best is always the kind of comical golf commentator, Irish guy. Faraday. Faraday. And he asked him, you know, what's your secret to life? And he goes, I'm married to, and Jimenez says, I'm married to a woman half my age. I eat good and I drink a lot of wine and smoke cigars. I play golf. You know, he goes, yeah, it's a pretty good secret, man.
It's a pretty good secret, especially if that's you're not good at golf.
Oh.
But he always seems to be there in that tournament, and it's just picking off somebody. You know, you see Jordan Spieth, and we're all excited as Americans. And here's this hunter.
Yeah.
Here's this fossil that comes out here and just schools the kid, you know?
Yo, yeah, he's got trick shots out the yazoo.
All while huffing down heaters. It's great.
I saw him play a ball off a stone wall one day onto the green because he couldn't do his backswing. So he just did it off the stone wall. So it's not flat. I mean, there is bumps and ridges and crevices all over the stone wall. Chips it like 2 feet from the hole.
I'm
like,
of course.
Are you insane?
He's good. Pretty good.
Yeah, he's good on Instagram too, actually. He doesn't post a lot, but when he does, it's great.
I need to check him out. I know one thing, speaking of Instagram, Locks played golf today. He played 9 holes today, and there was a tree in the middle of the course.
I love those.
Gotta definitely check that out. I don't know how you get around it. I would have definitely hit it. I would have aimed behind it, and I would have hit it. I would have aimed the other way, and somehow I would hit that tree.
Well, see, that's the trick. You just got to aim at the tree, and you won't hit it. aim right at it, and that's my secret, too. Because you've seen my slice.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. It would have made a solid 90-degree bend around that son of a bitch. Solid 90-degree bend. So, yeah, that's how I do it. Just aim for the tree.
That's awesome.
Little bit, maybe probably a little bit left of the tree and zinged it.
It would be perfect if it was a dog light, you know?
Yeah, right? You know, you just got to play what you got.
Speaking of playing with what you got.
Which I say that every day.
That's a better segue for later in the show, but I'll go back to it. We'll do that
we
again.
We can go back. We can go back.
Locks
we can
is here. He's working his butt off this week by not doing the show, but he's fishing, golfing, and drinking blue cans.
I think we ought to give a report on the blue cans because that's work. His liver is working double overtime.
I believe there's 2, maybe 3, but mostly 2 people working on the blue cans. Early report was that there was, 78 blue cans that were available. That was as of Sunday, maybe.
That was Sunday night.
As of Wednesday morning, or no, what day are we at? We're at Thursday. As of Tuesday night, I think, they had 3 beers left.
Gone.
That's good work.
And that purchase was gone.
I need to ask him what he does for his hangovers.
A whole ball of Excedrin Migraine.
Although he goes to bed at like 9 o'clock. So maybe
then he wakes up at noonish. So I mean he sleeps it all away.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what he does. I mean, do you want to wake up next to that hungover?
Locks? Yeah, I have hungover.
Yeah, we both have. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, there's smells that are very unique.
Speaking of smells that are very unique, how about that segue?
Oh, I like it. Where was it going?
Because we don't have Locks, we are pushing back the sweet tea taste test. The PBR, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Peach Tea Taste Test live on air. We all have the cans. They're all chilling. And aging to perfection. In the fridge. It is funny. Every time I open the fridge, I see mine, and I'm like, should I just try the one? Because I have 2. I know only one made it to you.
Oh, like, I see. I have to save mine. But I'm looking at like, no, I really don't want. I don't want you.
Yeah, no. So it's
good. I don't even want to look at you.
I'm the only one excited about it. I am excited.
No, I'm excited. I'm just not excited about the amazing amount of vomit that's going to come out of my mouth afterwards.
It might, but I'm excited. So next week, and that dramatic pause was on purpose, next week, for real.
Right?
The taste test of the PBR. So mark your calendars. It will happen. Oh. I may be in the Southland, but it'll happen.
The only thing that would make this better is if Taco Bell has a new item.
God, I know.
They've been slacking. I don't give a damn COVID or not. They've been slacking on new items.
You know what they do during the summer, though? They do those, like, frozen drink things sometimes. And that pisses me off. I don't go to Taco Bell to get a flipping 7-Eleven Slurpee.
A frozen virgin margarita.
That's right.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's like margaritas and pina coladas. It's like, yes! Oh, wait, yes! It's Taco Bell. Fake margarita.
No, okay. Once again, we've helped Yeti by doing the tall boy koozies, coolers, whatever the hell. Maybe Taco Bell's got it. Taco Bell, you got to step it up and either serve alcoholic frozen drinks just through the drive through to make sure people are safe, because then give them the hell out of there so they can drive on their way, and they can only get triples or lower. They can't get, you know, 5 or 6 shots at a time. You know, and four finger drinks is it. That's the maximum, because, you know, I would go every day.
Every day.
Every day. I mean, Taco Bell. I haven't tried mango yet in 5 hours. So can you give me another mango?
And I'm driving 6 hours, so I need just give me 6 of them.
Let me see. How many people do you have in the car, sir? One. Just one. All right? It's IDs, a long way to go.
IDs for everyone drinking? Yeah, here's mine. Yeah. Thanks. Do they come in a party pack? Like your tacos? Do you have the little handle thing like your tacos?
Can I get the 12-pack? Do you have those for these things?
And hot sauce. Extra hot sauce.
And I need some avocado dip. Do you have that?
You know, in New Orleans, they do have those drive-through daiquiri places.
I know!
But they have to put a top on it and hand you a straw because there's no drinking and driving.
Are you okay with that?
If they have Nana, that top...
Oh, of course they have Nana.
That top is unnecessary.
I mean, completely, totally, or just... All right, I got... You putting a little special stuff in the Nana DAC? Or just Nana Dak.
A little special rum, whatever they give you. They do a good job.
Well, I mean, the rums include. That's a given. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you got a little, like, maybe whipped cream or cherry or whatever.
I don't. I haven't in the past that I've been
through. Would you mix rum and vodka with the Nana Dak?
Sure.
A little bit of Tito's with some Captain Morgan Spice rum? Holy shit, we might have something here.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Blue Chair Bay rum, Kenny Chesney's rum. I'm a Blue Chair Bay kind of guy. In fact, our boy Marshall down there, John Marshall in Tampa, sent me a couple bottles for my birthday.
That's a hell of a good man, John Marshall. Go Irish, buddy. Go Irish.
Still have them because you can only drink it with lemonade.
Really?
Well here's my problem. I can only drink it with lemonade.
Why are you making the rich richer? That's my problem. Like Kenny Chesney can't afford another island in the Caribbean?
That's true.
Give it to some poor schleps that make, like, grain alcohol rum that tastes like total hell.
Like Captain Morgan.
Right. That's a fine American product, I think.
Speaking of fine American products, this COVID-19 thing is taking over the world. At least our country.
I've heard that. I you know, what is COVID?
I don't know.
I mean, I've heard of the corona, and I thought that was just beer addicts.
Right.
I've heard the Wuhan, and I thought, wow, is that like a number 4 special? And I wasn't sure about that.
Right.
And now I've heard the Kung Fu.
Right.
Now, are these all the same thing, or is it? Oh, okay.
Apparently. I've only called it the COVID-19 or the Rona. I've disrespected the COVID-19 by calling it the Rona.
Really? Or the vid.
The vid. The 1-9. Vid.
Well, I mean, you know, we had the HIV. Why not call it the vid?
True. I've called it... Go ahead.
Did you get the vid? You got the vid? See, it makes a more pleasant conversation.
Yeah. I've also heard it
COVID. Shorted, 2 syllables.
Shortened less to the virus.
Ooh, the virus. That's a little uppity, I think. That's a little hoity-toity for one strand.
the virus.
All right, where are we going with this?
I'm just saying college football is just getting destroyed at this, and we're not at doom and gloom tonight, so you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it, to be honest with you.
I mean, we could supply a whole team, University of Vid, but, you know, that's okay. We're good.
We could. 30
They're getting
LSU,
better at it.
14 Kansas State, 12 Iowa State. They shut down Boise State.
How many is Clemson?
28 at Clemson. There was what? Ohio State hasn't reported. Penn State hasn't reported. Houston shut down. Miami's got a couple. Florida State's got a couple. Florida's got one. I mean, it's just like you could literally. I was looking it up yesterday, and I was going down the list: Arkansas, Auburn, Alabama. Everybody's got somebody, and it just like it made me start crying because I'm a college football junkie, man, and
I love it.
It does not seem, and I'm not a doom and gloomer for the most part. It does not seem that there's going to be a season, man. I don't know how they do it.
Whoever is going to come up with the virus, the shot, better come up with it soon because there's a lot of money going to be lost. As we called it Moneyball 2, this is getting serious. I mean, this is getting serious for a lot of people. I mean, cable's pissed off at me because I don't even turn on my TV anymore.
I know. We'll get into that too at our What You Watching segment.
I need a recap is what I need.
But you're damn right. Anyway, I don't even want to.
I know you don't want to get. Oh. I don't want to get into it. It's so damn depressing.
We were having a fun conversation about Dax and margaritas and Taco Bell and basically
and vomit.
Angels singing in the background.
Taco Bell needs to do is bring back the chili cheese burrito.
Dude, I've written so many times. I am the Karen of this show. I've asked to talk to managers. I need it, and I don't know why they can't do it, because I know they got that shit back there. I know they can put it in a fucking burrito for me.
You fucking ain't right they could. And they seriously think they just need to call up 7-Eleven, buy all that chili shit that you pump out.
That's all it is.
And the melted cheese, and just say, look, we're going to sell these things. We need to buy tons of this crap. We'll supply the burrito wrappers, and we just go to town and charge 99 cents a pop.
Yes, that's a great idea. Or 7-Eleven can serve the soft taco shells from Taco Bell. And I can just, you know, split the difference and go to 7-Eleven and just squirt my own amount of chili cheese.
And then get beers.
Because quite honestly, that stuff's free. Like when you get a hot dog.
It is.
The chili and cheese is free. So basically, Taco Bell, just go order some taco shells and then walk into 7-Eleven. Just be like, excuse me, no big deal. This is free.
This is free, right?
Shove it up your ass. I'm not buying a thing from you. Not a thing.
You know what would be fantastic? Is going up to the person. It's like, yeah, one hot dog. And you got like five or six of these wraps already made up, twisted up, 12-pack of Bud. And you just throw that fucking hot dog right down the aisle and said, yeah, here's my Bud.
There it is.
There it is. with three or four pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream in the cargo shorts.
My socks, right in my pocket. I love it.
That'll be $12. Thank you.
I love it.
We could solve the world's problems tonight if they just listen.
I did say in the open, it is the best podcast out there that you don't listen to. So,
not at all. Chili cheese burritos and alcoholic frozen drinks at Taco Bell.
Well, the way I see it, because I'm selfish. So the way I see it is that if they brought the chili cheese burrito back, I'd probably buy at least three, maybe four at a time, right? Those things will clear you out, as we are apt to talk about poop on this show. They'll clear me out. I'll be down to 225 before I could blink.
Oh, you couldn't. Well, it's a 24-hour toilet process. It's kind of like getting a colonoscopy.
Right.
But at least it tastes better.
No doubt. It is so good. I'm not even kidding. That is literally my favorite. And it's probably the fact that it's like in and out, I think, for me. You can't get it anymore, so it's so much better.
Yeah, no, it's like the Holy Grail now.
Yeah,
it really is,
because you can't get it. If it was readily available, I'd probably be over it. But it's not, so I want it. So, Taco Bell, I know you're listening. I want to speak to your manager.
Yes, I want to speak to the chef too.
Yeah,
or Del Taco, get your ass to the East Coast.
True. I would try
it's
that.
The same thing. Oh no, it's the beef burrito. That's it. Del Taco or Taco Bell, get your shit straight. We demand the chili cheese burrito.
Speaking of getting your shit straight and chili cheese burritos, we were talking earlier about the Belmont.
Yeah!
And Locks being back to Locks because he did pick four left.
That was a damn good horse.
Finished next to last, and he was adamant that that Joker was going to win.
Let me tell you what, he made my horse look good.
Look at the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your pick?
I don't know. It's over there, and I can't get it from here.
Oh, that's okay. I think you did pick the New York horse, though.
I did pick Pneumatic, yes, but I got a little story for you.
Ooh,
because I was playing about my 11th hour of Xbox One NHL 20.
Ooh, how's the season? Are you playing Rangers?
No, I actually played the pick your own dude and then build them up and go through the draft and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, unfortunately, I got drafted number one overall, and number one overall last year was the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, God, you're still on that one?
So, as soon as I was able to, I requested a trade. About 25 games in, I got traded to, or Gordo Bombay, I call him. Gordo Bombay.
He's not a goon?
Oh, he's great. He's a center. Where's number 12?
Oh, love it. Oh, good stuff.
He's played 68 games. He got hurt. Broke his arm in a game, so he missed, I don't know, 15 games, I think, or 14 games.
With a broken arm?
Yeah, he led the league, though, with 202 goals, 161 assists for, I think, I don't know the math, 363.
Yeah.
I think that's a record, and I probably need to up the difficulty.
Yeah, maybe. Locks would be asking right now, is that good?
Yeah.
Who did he get traded to? Did he not get traded?
Colorado.
Did he get traded?
Colorado.
Oh, you're an Av, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
It's fine. I mean, you know, it was better. I can't. Now that Gordo is an assistant captain in year two. Oh, they won the cup.
Yeah, with the Av?
Yeah, with the Avs, they won the
cup. Okay, yeah. Well, at least, you know, at least now I know why he only is out for 15 games with a broken arm because of Colorado and medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst part is that we beat the Rangers in the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, did that hurt?
No, it was 4-0. No, it was 4-1. They won a game.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad. All right, back to the Belmont.
Yeah.
Locks picked four left to win. Tap it to win to show or to place, and tis the law to show.
Well, they got that's one of them.
That's one big shit burger. That's what
Poor
that
guy.
Is. He's not even here
Poor
to protect
guy.
Himself. I'm just putting a huge X through that shit. I picked Pneumatic to win. Wrong. Tis the Oops. Law to place. He at least finished in the top three. And Tap it to win to show. And you picked Sol Valente.
Well, what did you do? Tap it to win. Where'd it go? Where'd he go?
It wasn't in the top four, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I did research and did preparation to the show, I'd probably be able to tell you, but...
Oh, okay, good. I like it.
And you picked Sol Valente.
Solid, which translates to flying sun, which translates to bullshit.
'Tis the law.
Yep.
To place and Pneumatic to show.
Right. And Pneumatic was actually fourth.
That's right, because that's
Dr. Post, I think, or Doc, whatever the hell was third.
I took.
You sucked.
I did suck big. But I took what the bear on ESPN told me. He said you pretty much have no problem if you bet exacto with these four horses. So I did it. $12. Found a thing on the thing with the thing. And did it. So it's
yeah.
Like, my understanding is that two horses out of the four have to finish 1-2. And everyone knew that the Tis the Law was going to finish in the top two. They just knew it. And so I obviously that was like a gimme. And then you just had to pick one or three of the following nine horses. So I had a 33% chance to get these horses in. Couldn't do it.
It's like the NBA lottery. You know, the team that should get it never does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But it's like, so I trust these people because I don't know a thing, but I wanted a little bit. I wanted a little bit of, you know, a little thing, you know,
a little bit of shop money.
Yeah, a little money. You know, I figured $12 to win like, I don't know, $60 bucks, and I would have been good.
Get the wife something nice, you know.
Yeah. So Tis the Law. He came in first. Dr. Post placed and Max Player. Showed. Yeah, so none of the three, we didn't even pick, we only picked Tis the Law. Out of the three of us, we picked nine horses. We didn't pick the place or the show.
No, we did good.
That's
we
a good show. That's a good show right there.
I tell you what, it definitely shows that we know our stuff.
We do. And I don't know why, you know, more people aren't taken to us and Locks. When we do a picks for a show, they should literally, you know, sit on our every breath.
It should be breaking news.
If they want to make money.
It really should be breaking news. I don't give a damn. All the regular stations say, it's pick time. Pick time!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, lose my address and my phone number if I don't win you any money.
Yeah. Or just remember that we said this for entertainment purposes only.
Right.
It's up to you if you want to be a degenerate gambler.
I do.
That's not a problem. You know.
I do.
I mean, we can't. Just because you took our word doesn't mean we're responsible for your cash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's exactly what Locks used to do back in the day with the football. I'm not going back there, but, you know, with the football thing. He was spending my money, basically. So.
Right.
He felt bad about it, but he never gave me a fucking dime.
Did you claim as a dependent?
I should have. That year. You know, I had a gambling account. I put $50 in 2013, and in 2018, I cashed out that account with $55.
Good job! You're profitable.
5 years.
You're profitable.
Yeah, I made $5.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably went a little crazy after a couple of blue cans. You know, decided to bet on Nevada and SMU or some crap.
That's exactly what happened. I would then to my real wise guy that I know in Connecticut, Solo, and I'd be like, "Who you got late?"
I got his show and earning. Yeah, yeah.
He'd tell me, I'd bet it, and we'd win.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the next week, I'd listen to Locks again. So dumb.
So Solo deserves a commission.
He did, but then once he wanted me to start betting a Little League World Series, I was like, I got to stop talking to this guy about sports.
That is phenomenal. How could he not bet on the Little League World Series?
It was like he used to scream and cry about how easy it was to win money on that. He's like, the first game, you always get the number one pitcher in the first game. So, you know, the over-under is 9.
No,
it's not going to be 9. It's going to be like a 1-0 game.
Yeah. It'd be like the old, I picked a team with the prettiest uniforms. I would pick a team with the best-looking MILFs.
Yeah, that's probably not a good gambling strategy either. But
no, probably not. I'm but that's. You. You got to have something to look at while you're getting pissed off at these little kids.
Speaking of being pissed off at little kids, baseball's back.
Yes!
We've been pimping our baseball preview for, I don't know, the last week or so.
A couple times.
Or so. And thankfully, baseball's coming back. 60-game schedule starting at the end of July. Spring training next week.
Yeah.
Charlie Blackmon just diagnosed with COVID-19.
Whoop.
Yeah. I hope this happens, man.
I think we need it. We need it bad. I mean, America needs it bad, and I'm not saying this to be patriotic. We need something to kill our time.
Yeah, because everyone's just arguing with each other now about one side or the other politically and whatever.
Yeah.
And who gives a shit about that stuff?
Let's go back to arguing about Giants and Dodgers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cubs, Cardinals.
I love
stuff
it.
Stuff that matters.
That does matter to me because nothing of the other variety matters to me at all, to be honest with you. But
Oh, no.
It is fantastic that we may have sports. Like I said previous, I've been watching boxing a lot.
Good stuff, though. There's a lot of good guys coming up in the ranks. Solid.
It's been really fun to watch, and it's something I fall asleep to.
Yeah.
I know that you said, well, I'll start. I've been watching old College World Series games. All right, so this kind of melds into baseball's back, but it's also baseball. I know JJ's been watching some. We've been watching. The only thing that I've been watching at night is either boxing or old College World Series games. Last night I watched Arkansas-Oregon State game.
Oh, that was a good one, I think.
It was a great one. Yeah, they went three games. Oregon State lost the first and then won the second two games. It was a wonderful, wonderful series.
That kind of started their run, didn't it?
For the Beavs. It certainly did.
Lost their first trip and then came back and won like one or two in a row.
Yeah, they were great. I've been watching that. There was a Vanderbilt's been on. I can't watch them too much, though, because of that damn Whistler.
You hear
him, and once you hear him, you can't unhear him.
That's it. Yeah, it's like the continuous bad Rick Astley song list. Yeah. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna. It's the Whistler. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I was at the. They played at a Clemson regional 2 years in a row, and I was at one of the games. And
oh god,
I saw him. I was face to face with him, and he is annoying as crap.
Well, that is about. I would match that up with Tampa Bay Rays fans and cowbells.
Yep, back in the day, no doubt.
No, back in the day, my ass. Still to this
still
day.
Still doing it.
Oh, God, yes.
I got into it a couple of years ago because I know the Lightning were doing it, too, during one of their playoff runs.
Yeah.
And they were playing the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. I guess it was 14 or 15. But I remember.
Who'd you want to win?
The Rangers, no question. But I remember that I made a comment. Like I guess I was living out of state at the time, probably South Carolina. But I was watching all the games, and you could hear the cowbells in the back. And I made a comment saying, why does Tampa fans need artificial noisemakers to be loud? And people from Tampa got on me.
You and I had this discussion, and we were in full agreement, and you got barraged.
Yeah, I did.
Because, I mean, I don't like, it's not a, I guess I'm comparing, but it's not a Northern fans who appreciate hockey don't need noisemakers. I'm sorry. It's just not. They're pumped up enough.
We don't have cheerleaders. The Rangers don't have a mascot.
No. Well, the Hawks kind of do with the Black Hawk, but, you know.
Most teams do, and I'm not saying they need it or don't need it, but, I know.
I mean, what would you do as a Ranger mascot? I mean, come on.
You can't.
Would you do a New Yorker back in Frontier gear running around with a flintlock? I mean,
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Z Cavaricci, some puffed out hair. Basically, just bring Paulie D out there. Yeah. And that's it. That's what he is.
That'd be so fantastic.
Do a blowout. Spray on tan. Some Z Cavaricci's. Some pristine white shoes.
Carrying a pie.
Yeah. And a skin tight t-shirt. And pumping his fist with the other hand that's not holding the pie.
Or a Ranger sweater with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
Extra tight. Yeah. Extra tight.
And number 69.
Number 69 would be the greatest Ranger mascot ever.
Actually, I lied to people. That would be the Islander.
You dirty bastard.
I think we have New Yorker listeners. We don't have Long Island listeners, so we can make fun of those folks.
Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
The Long. How do you feel about the Islanders? Oh, never mind. There goes an hour. Islanders and the Devils. What do you think about Beef's commentary on the Islanders and Devils?
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. The NHL's coming back, too, but we'll see how that works out, because especially when the best player on the Rangers said today that he's not confident that they should play. So people are starting to talk, and people are going to listen to these folks, I guess, especially the athletes. And especially when it comes down to money, The players are saying, we don't want to play because we don't feel comfortable, but the owners are saying, play, 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 so we can get TV money.
Well, that's the thing with college kids. College kids aren't getting paid to risk their health.
Yeah.
So, you know, the NCAA is like, get out there, get out there. And they're like, we just had over 100 kids completely testing positive. This is not good.
No.
You know, it this is serious shit. I mean, people just think, oh, it's the flu. No, it's not.
Clemson just required their townies to all have masks if they're outside of their home. It's a requirement. And it comes with a $25 fine if they're not.
I do not know the fine, and I know a lot of people aren't trying to push a fine, but it is that way in Tampa now.
You know what's funny, too, is that New Jersey and New York and Connecticut are now coming together to say anyone coming from Florida needs to self-quarantine. It's kind of like back in a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago,
yeah.
I guess.
When yeah.
If anyone from New Jersey went to Florida or South Carolina, North Carolina, we would have to quarantine. Now it's vice versa because we've done basically what everybody needed us to do according to all the scientists and the doctors.
What
do they know? They don't know anything, I know.
You're going to go to medical experts that have studied this for 20, 30, 40, 50 years of their life?
No, I go to Twitter.
And listen to politicians? Come on.
I go to Twitter. Twitter.
Oh, our governor, he's a brilliant son of a bitch.
He's a peach.
He is a peach.
Speaking of peaches, what are you eating?
What am I eating lately?
Yeah, what have you been eating? Let's talk ever about since, that. I know we were on Taco Bell. We got nothing really this week, and that's fine.
No, you're right. I have been on the taco, ever since California, I've been on the taco craze. And I mean not just Taco Bell, the love of loves. I have been all over tacos.
You making any?
Shit, no.
Okay. Where are you getting these? Oh, give some free shout outs to.
Oh, we've been to, I don't know what the hell it's called in Davis Island now. Been to the Davis Island Mexican restaurant. Yeah. It used to be, what the hell was it? Oh, it's Margaritas, isn't it?
That's right. It's Margaritas now. Yeah.
Been to Miguel's. They're okay. They're okay. But, you know, I'm looking for, I'm telling you. And no one believes me. And by the way, I've got to shout it out because I forgot.
Do it.
A woman dear to my heart. I'm just kidding. She is a very nice lady. My ex-wife's birthday was 2 days ago. She made the best tacos ever. Ever.
What'd she do?
What'd she do?
Was she seasoned?
Oh, the seasoning? The shells that she actually fried?
Oh, my God.
And everything. And I'll tell you what's funny. We have been in communications the past few months just because, you know, not old feelings, but, hey, hope you're okay. Hope things are well.
Sure.
What's been going on? You know, you kind of had that 20-year lapse, and then you start communicating. The only thing I've asked for out of this woman, I want nothing from her, and I've even offered to pay, is her damn salsa and tacos.
Wow.
I said, I'll pick up.
Yeah, do a little curbside, you know?
Yeah, do a little curbside. And she said, ha ha, you're so funny. Go fuck yourself.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
That's
it's
a
like,
terrible
D,
end of the story.
D, how do you think you got the nickname El Diablo? Come on, work with us. And I didn't even give you that nickname. I mean, jeez, you can help a guy. You can help an ex-husband out.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's the worst ending to a story I've seen since Titanic. You know.
You know what it is? It's called reality, buddy. It's just called reality.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? She'd see me, probably have this huge animal magnetism towards me.
Yeah, and that's not good. You don't
want to. Don't want to start up the flame, and I don't want to ruin her good thing, and it just happens. I don't know. I'm not a handsome man. I just got this Kavorka with me. I don't know what it is.
Well, and quite honestly, then you'd be using her for the tacos, and it's not good. It's not good for your psyche. You know,
no.
COVID feeling. You know, it's not good. It's not good.
I would be perfectly willing to pay for the tacos.
Yeah, I mean, what are they?
No pun intended, fellas.
What are they paying now? Like 49 cents at Taco Bell?
Yeah, 49 cents, but you know, it's just same flavor over and over and over. You just kind of want a different flavor.
Sure, I get it.
You know what happens? You know, variety is the spice of life. You just kind of want a different flavor of taco.
I had tacos the other night. As a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
I had a couple tacos because I've been on a quesadilla kick, which is funny to say because. Who the hell in their right mind other than three-year-olds eats quesadillas? Well, I do. And I had one. We have a place up here called the Guac Spot.
Whoa.
Awesome spot. But I wanted the quesadillas so bad the other day. It was Monday, but they're closed on Mondays. So I had to think outside the box, and I went with one of these DoorDash places down the street, and it was good. They were good. But then I didn't hit the minimum of like $12 or something for dinner, so I had to get a taco. The tacos were like $3 a piece. Got two tacos. What I'm finding at a lot of these like real deal Mexican Tex-Mex places are the tacos are small. Maybe
yeah,
I'm just used to Taco Bell, but they're full. I mean, they are packed full of meat and cheese and pico and everything, but they're small.
It's a new version of the slider.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that.
They call
you
them
give
what,
me a
street tacos or something like that?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, no. Oh, matter of fact, my friends upstairs, they made me the, I don't know.
The artist, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. His partner, Patrick, made me two of the hot, spicy chicken tacos the other night. They brought them down. Very nice. They're fantastic. Great guys. Those damn chicken tacos were phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, son of a bitch, guys.
I'm so glad I ate dinner before this show. Otherwise, I'd be eating the microphone.
You've done that before.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Put a little hot sauce, a little Cholula on there.
A little, yeah.
Well, I've been big.
So quesadillas, huh?
Yeah, quesadillas. And I've also been big lately because I'm lonely, you know. My family has left me. Not officially. They're just on vacation while I had to work, but... they left me, so I'm a bachelor, which I've done before plenty of times in my life, you know, lived alone, fended for myself.
I have gotten the occasional knock on the door when a relationship's ended.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's been
plenty, I need the couch.
Plenty
right.
of those. And that's the fun. That's why I would go there. It was fun. We just drink blue cans and have a good time. But
closed bars.
I had... What else have I eaten? I've had it all. I had sushi the other day. I was talking to my wife while I was eating.
What?
Yeah, while I was eating sushi, and she was like, "What are you eating?" I'm like, "I know." Now, it's not real sushi, but it was like cucumber avocado, and everyone's like, "Oh, California roll." I'm like, "No, California roll has that fake crab meat in it. This wasn't even that. Didn't even have crab in it. It was just the veggies."
It was like a veggie roll.
Yeah, it was a veggie roll, and I had some rice. So, and a lot of soy sauce. So,
wasn't it wrapped in rice?
Yeah, it was wrapped in rice. So it was delicious. Okay. I had good times. I've also had I am a banana pudding fan, and I realized this late in life. And there's a place in Brooklyn that makes the banana pudding like you wouldn't believe. And they're on that Gold Belly website that delivers like nationwide food. So, I've now had that three times since March. They come at six packs of a pint each.
Okay.
I've had 18 of these things since March. I have no idea why I'm at my biggest weight ever.
Yeah, well, what's
no
the problem?
Clue. They're
is
delicious.
Is that with the vanilla wafers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Send
so
me some.
For Father's Day, I had a delivery, a knock at the door. I know you didn't, but I did. And it was
very thankful.
Pudding. No kids. It was just banana pudding. So I've had banana pudding, and man, so I've been eating good. I'm still going doing the workout thing every day.
Right.
I didn't today because work was crazy, but I'm still doing that every day, trying to get in shape or some semblance of shape other than round. And
it's tough,
it's
buddy.
Working. It's working. So,
good. How many pounds?
I think 8 at the last check, but I don't do it in the morning. I need to do it in the morning because that's the real weight. So.
That's a start.
Yeah,
that's
good,
a start.
But it's a lot of water, you know, and not eating. So not eating isn't always good. It only gets you to a certain point. But I've had a lot of salad. No one wants to listen to me fucking talk about food. Fuck food.
No, I tell you what though, Yeah, but my annual celebration of Father's Day went really well this year.
Yeah, that's good. Tell the people what you usually do.
Well, I hide, is what I do.
Right.
I hide. I don't answer the door. I don't go to the mailbox. And to this year was another solid victory for JJ in Tampa, where I did not get any knocks on my door and I get anything in my mailbox for Father's Day. That was tremendous.
It's sad.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it's fantastic. Well,
that's really all that matters.
Especially when they're like 2 or 3 years old. It's like, no.
Wait till they're 12 or something, right?
Right. No, about 17, 18. You know, 22. You know, that's... that's going to be like,
out of college,
you know, no car payments.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, 6-figure job. Come take care of pops. Like, what? Who are you?
Speaking of come and take care of pops, I think that's all we got for this week. I hope you enjoyed our banter, because I certainly did.
It's a classic.
Sent a message to Locks earlier that said we're 20 minutes in and already the rails are off. The train is off the rails. And I love it.
Did we talk about sports this week?
On behalf of Lox and JJ, I am the Beef. Thanks so much for listening to us. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next week for the baseball preview. And the taste test, don't forget.
Taste test, and we got new Major League Baseball rules this year.
We got to talk about that next week as well
during the preview.
We'll open the show with that. So, on that note, thanks so much for listening. JJ, say good night.
Good night, y'all.
Dumb,